Hello, George.
Yes, it is.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm responding to Celia's call. I felt I should call with my miracle of a healing of cancer. 16 months ago, I was given 6 months to live. I had stage 4 uterine cancer with mets to the lungs and into the lymph nodes. They sent me down to, I live in Eureka, California, and they sent me down to UCSF for a radical hysterectomy. When I went into pre-op, because of the spread of the cancer, they sent me home to die with 6 months to live. And I also worked for hospice, so I knew what I was up against. And so with a lot of prayers going out, they decided they would go ahead and do the hysterectomy so I wouldn't have to go into the hospital with hemorrhaging.
Right.
They said it would not extend my life period at all. So when they went in to do the surgery, they found that the tumor, which was a very large tumor and very fast-growing tumor that was in the uterus, had turned to ashes.
Ashes?
It was ashes. The lymph nodes I had was even up into the clavicle, into the neck, where it was the size of a walnut, had disappeared.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
The other lymph nodes that were involved in the body, which was around the aorta of the heart, had turned to chalk. And the doctors down in UCSF, their gynecological oncologist, said that they have never seen anything like this.
What do you think happened?
I believe it's nothing but a miracle of the Lord. There was just so much prayer going on. And when I found out, I says, Lord, I says, I'm ready if this is your will. But my will is I take care of my 92-year-old mother. And I'll be 60 next month. And I says, but my will would be that I can outlive my mother.
So you weren't ready to just give in, were you?
No, I really wasn't.
Did you do anything different nutritionally?
Nothing.
Did you do the radiation or the chemo?
I did a chemo. I had 3 rounds of chemo, but because my blood count was so low that they couldn't do them in the session where I was supposed to have one every 3 weeks, but because my blood count was so low, they weren't capable of doing
the
chemo that close together. And they said that it wasn't doing any good because it was spaced so far apart.
Did you pray a lot, or did people pray for you?
People prayed for me. At night I would lay in bed because I was very sick. I was in bed for 3 months. And I would just praise. I would just praise the Lord. I was never depressed. I was never down. You know, I just was whatever his will was.
So maybe if everybody does indeed pray for Celia,
yeah, and pray for Celia. This last Friday, I have to go down to UCSF every 3 months, and they do CAT scans, and, you know, keeping a close watch on.
Right, well, which is smart. You got to do that.
Right, and they thought there was 2 other lymph nodes that were cancerous. This was 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
This past Friday, I received a letter from Dr. Beth Ann Powell, who is the oncologist down there. And she said, the highlighted area that I highlight and I show everyone, it says, there is no sign of cancer.
Yes. Must have been great to open that letter.
Yes. And so that's my Merry Christmas. My miracle is that I'm here this year to tell about it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good.
And Celia, if you're out there listening, I'm going to be praying for you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, George.